This is my Bible. This is the true word of God. The word of God is true. I believe what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I believe God has given us this word. I believe God has given us this book so I can live a victorious Christian life. Not just when I die, but right now, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Open your Bible to John chapter 15. Amen. I tell you, you have to take advantage of those praise moments. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. John chapter 15. And when you get there, say amen. Are you there yet? Hallelujah. In John chapter 15, let's start with verse number 1. John chapter 15, verse number 1. The Bible says in verse 1, Jesus talking to the disciples here. He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. He says, abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. Amen? In John chapter 15, after Jesus told the disciples in chapter 14 that he was about to leave them, he gave them some advice, okay? And he told them that if they followed the advice that he gave to them, which was staying connected to him, he told them as long as they stay connected to him, they were going to be all right. Y'all still with me this morning? And how many of you know the message that Jesus told the disciples is also for us today, amen? If we stay connected to him, we will be all right. And in his message, Jesus identified three things of importance. Number one, he identified what God the Father's position is as it relates to him and to us. Number two, he identified what his position is as it relates or pertains to us. And number three, he told us what our position is or will be if we hold on to what he just told us. He told us to stay connected to him. So number one, he told us what God's position is as it pertains to him and to us. He told them and us what his position is. And also, he told us what position we need to hold on to as it pertains to us. We need to hold on to staying connected to him. Amen? Now, when you go back to John chapter 15, because I want to dissect this series of scripture, because there is a lot of good information that is packed in this series of scriptures. And if we take a look at this scripture in detail, then we will learn a lot about who we are, who Jesus is, and what we need to do in order to be successful in his lifetime. First of all, he told us in verse number 1, he says that I am the true vine. Do you all see that? And my Father is the husbandman. Well, what that tells me is that when Jesus Christ said he is the true vine, that means that there are some other vines out there that are not true. Y'all still with me this morning? Amen. Because if there were not other vines, he wouldn't have said I am the true vine. He would have just said I'm the vine. But he put the emphasis on the word true. And then he said, my Father is the husbandman or the master farmer, okay? So he says, I'm the true vine and my Father is the master farmer. And then he goes on to say that every branch in me, okay, verse number 2, Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Are y'all still with me? So now he identified two different kinds of fruit. One kind of fruit he identified is a fruit that bears fruit. Or branches. I'm sorry. He identified two different kinds of branches. One branch is one that bears fruit, and the other branch is one that does not bear fruit. Are y'all still with me this morning? Amen. And then he goes on to say that, tell us who the branches are. If you look at verse number 5, okay, look at verse number 5, he says, I am the vine. You are the branches. And he says, he that abides in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. He says, I am the vine and you are the branches. So Jesus calls us the branches. Amen. So the only question that we should ask ourselves is, what kind of branch are we? Are we the kind of branch that bears fruit? Or are we the kind of branch that bears no fruit? Now, I know most people are going to say, well, I'm the kind that bear fruit. Amen. But are we? Or are you? Amen. Because Jesus told us specifically what kind of branch bear fruit and what kind of branch does not bear fruit. Once again, he said, those that bear fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that bears not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it so it can bring forth more fruit. Have I lost anybody? Amen. Now, when I look at the fact that he said, those that beareth not fruit, I think about the fact that people who bear no fruit is no use to him. Are y'all still with me? And these are people who just decide to or refuse to obey him. These are people who don't make no effort to bring anyone else to Jesus. Are y'all still with me? These are people who decide that I don't need to go to church. These are people who decide that I'll give a little bit, but I'm not going to make an effort to give myself totally away to him. Are y'all still with me? These are people who just go through life just doing whatever they want to. In other words, they're not bearing any fruit. Are y'all still with me? And then he talked about the ones who bear fruit. He said his Father purges them so they can bring more fruit. Now, these are the people who, they are not perfect, okay? They make mistakes from time to time. But they have a good heart and they want to do the right thing. Are y'all still with me? And they depend on the word of God to help them to do the right thing. And not only do they depend on the word of God to do the right thing, they also, although they're not perfect now, but they still go out and tell other people about Jesus so the other people can be saved. Where the ones who bear no fruit are selfish people, the ones who bear fruit are always trying to help someone else. Are you all still with me? Amen. And see, when the Bible says that he purges them, what the Bible is saying is that, yeah, they may have some shortcomings. They may have some areas that they might not be perfect in, but he helps them to get them right. In other words, when you think about purging, the only thing that comes to my mind is wood, okay? Sometimes you have rotten wood, and what you want to do, you want to clean the rotten off the wood so the wood can still be useful. Are y'all still with me? So he cleans them up, okay? He cleans them up so they can continue to stay in the race, to do the things that he's told them to do, so they can continue to go out and be a powerful witness and tell others about Jesus. Are y'all still with me this morning? Amen. Now, Jesus continued, okay? He continued in verse number 4. He said, abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. He said, no more can you, except you abide in me. And then he said in verse number 5, he says, once again, he says, I am the vine, you are the branches, he that abideth in me. And when Jesus is talking about abiding in me, he is talking about he that stays and remains. reigneth. Okay? He's not talking about somebody who just worship him on Sunday. He's talking about someone who stays and remains in him regardless of the situation, regardless of the circumstances that they may face in life, regardless of how things may look in the natural, they still stay in Jesus. They remain in Jesus. In other words, they never turn their back on Jesus. Y'all still with me? He said, he that remaineth in me, okay, and I in him, okay, he said, the same bringeth forth much fruit. And then he says something that's very powerful. He says, for without me, you can do what? Nothing. Now, this is Jesus talking here. This is not Pastor Ron. This is Jesus. He said, without me, you can do nothing. Now, there's another verse in Philippians chapter 4. We're not going to go there. 13. But the Bible says, we can do what? All things through who? Christ. So if we can do all things through Christ, and then Christ tells us without him we can do nothing, how many of you know we need to stay connected to the vine? Are y'all still with me? Amen, amen, amen. He said, without me you can do nothing. So if we want to be successful in this world, if we want to live in victory in this world, the victory that Jesus gave us during his death, burial, resurrection, we have to stay connected to the vine. Amen? Because when we stay connected to the vine, we receive the life that the vine produces. Are y'all still with me? And that life is the good life. But when we disconnect ourselves from the vine, we look nourished for a few days. We look good for a few days. But eventually, we wither away. Why? Because we have disconnected ourselves from the vine that gives us life. Are y'all still with me this morning? Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. And see, if you look at verse number 6, amen. Once again, he says, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is what? Withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Amen. See, many people over the last 2 years have disconnected themselves from the vine. And it's all started with COVID-19. Amen. And yes, COVID-19 is something that we need to protect ourselves against. Yes, we need to be safe. Yes, we need to follow the protocol. But many people have taken those 2 years, the last 2 years, to disconnect themselves from the vine. Because they thought that they could do it their way, and they didn't need the vine anymore. Are you all still with me? Amen. And as a result of that, what they are doing in this world now, they are out there somewhere flapping in the wind, going through all kind of problems, situations that are out of control in their life. Why? Because they have disconnected themselves from the vine, when all they have to do is just get reconnected. But many people refuse to do so. If you're looking for a title for today's message, the title is called Reconnecting to the Vine. Reconnecting to the Vine. Are y'all still with me? See? Because once again, verse 6 says, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered away. And the reason why he is withered away is because he is not connected to the thing that gives him life. You know, and when I think about this, the first thing I think about is a leaf on a tree. And many of you have seen a leaf on a tree. It just looks so nourished and so green. And eventually, when that leaf falls off the tree, when it first falls off the tree, it's on the ground, it looks pretty good, don't it? But as the day goes on, that leaf starts to change its colors. And next thing you know, the leaf becomes so brown and crunchy that you can step on it. Amen. Well, what happened to the green leaf? Why all of a sudden the leaf decided to just change colors? Well, the reason why the leaf decided to change colors is because it decided that it could take care of its own self. And it's decided that it didn't need the vine anymore. So it decided to disconnect itself from the vine because I got it going on. And it realized that without the vine, it had no life. Are y'all still with me? Once again, Jesus says, without him, we can do nothing. How many of you know it's time for us to get reconnected to the vine? It's time for us to put Jesus first in our life again. It's time for us to start witnessing to people who are lost again. It's time for us to start coming back into the house of the Lord again. Yeah, we can wear masks. We have masks, hand sanitation. And I'm not talking about just word of knowledge. I mean the Christians worldwide. Because once people started to not come into the house of the Lord, many people started to disconnect themselves. And at this point in time, although in this world, many people start streaming, they are starting to disconnect in so many ways, they don't even stream like they used to. Many people are not praying like they used to. Many people are not fasting like they used to. Many people are not studying the Word of God like they used to. And the reason for that is because the further they get away from the vine, the further they start turning their back on Jesus. Y'all still with me? But how many of you know it's time for us to get back to the vine? Amen, amen, amen. See, the problem is this. Many people have forgotten their position. See? They've forgotten their position. Jesus specifically said that I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman or the master farmer. And he specifically said that we are the what? Branches. But how many of you know there are many people out there who are trying to be the vine? In other words, they're trying to take Jesus' place. And how many of you know that we can't take Jesus' place? Why? Because listen to this. The branch needs the vine. But the vine don't need the branch. See. I don't know about you, but there is a tree in my yard. And that tree, right today, it just looked like something just sitting up there. Because when the freeze came through and the storm came through, that tree had thought it had it going on. But when the freeze goes through, that freeze killed the roots of the tree. And now there's no leaves on the tree. The branches on the tree starting to crack, about to fall off. Why? Because that tree has no life. That's what happened to a lot of people. They have disconnected themselves from the vine because they have no life. Why? Because they are trying to take the vine's place. I don't care what kind of freeze come through. I don't care what kind of storm come through. I don't care how much the thunder and lightning come through. Jesus will always be the vine, and the Father will always be the master farmer, and no storm can change that. Y'all still with me? But how many of you know, if I try to take Jesus' place and think that I'm the vine and try to make him the branches, then I'm going to be in a whole lot of trouble. And that's where a lot of Christians are today. They have disconnected themselves from Jesus because they think that they can do what Jesus can do. Give themselves life, and how many of you know they can't do that? And that's why they are struggling today. Are y'all still with me? They have deceived themselves into thinking that they don't need Jesus. They have deceived themselves in thinking that they don't need the Word of God no more. They have deceived themselves in thinking that they can do it all by themselves. And they are withering away. Some of them are doing it quickly. Some of them are doing it at a slow pace. Are y'all still with me? Christians, I'm here to tell you it's time for us to get out there and start witnessing to people. It's time for us to get out there and let people know that, no, you're not the vine, you're the branch. You need Jesus. If you want to be revived, you need Jesus. Amen. See, we can't take his place. See, we can't take his place. See, a lot of people have what some of you all used to say. A lot of people have got it twisted. We can't replace Jesus because Jesus Christ earned the right to be divine. Are y'all still with me? I mean, who died on the cross for our sins? Who sacrificed his life so we could have life? Who took his blood to God on our behalf? Who was beaten on the cross so bad that you could not recognize him? Who? Who sent back the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us into all truth? Who went to hell and suffered so we wouldn't have to go? So if Jesus Christ did all those things for us, how is it that we think we are divine and he's the branch? We got it twisted. Jesus says, I am the vine and you are the branches. And if you do not stay connected to me, without me, you can do nothing. And how many of you know that Satan also knows that without Jesus, we can do nothing? Once again, it's time to reconnect ourselves to the vine. And if you're hanging on the vine, you're barely hanging on it, it's time to reattach yourself to it. Amen. Because once we disconnect ourselves from the vine, we are headed for a disaster. Are you all still with me? Amen. Once again, Jesus don't need us, we need him. Because not only is Jesus divine, he's also the Word. Are you all still with me? And I cannot separate Jesus from the Word. Not only is he the Word, he is also the way. Not only is he the way, he is also the truth. Not only is he the truth, he is also the life. And for us to be able to live in this world and be successful and survive what's going on in this world, we have to be connected to life. And once again, Jesus says that I am the life. Are y'all still with me this morning? Amen. See, the branch on the tree have to stay connected to the life because we have to go tell other people about Jesus. See? And what happens is that for many people, instead of us telling people about Jesus, we are becoming like they are. How can we tell people about Jesus when we are becoming like they are? See, we can't. How can we tell people about life when we don't have any? We can't. So it's up to us as Christians to stay connected to the vine because there are people out there who need to be saved. You know, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 says what? God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to what? Repentance. Well, how are they going to come to repentance if Christians do not go out and tell them about Jesus? Well, how are Christians going to tell them about Jesus if we are disconnected from the vine? Are y'all still with me? Amen. It's time to get back to Jesus. That's why I'm glad we had that praise dance this morning. Everybody realized, look, it's time for me to get connected. It's time for me to get excited. It's time for me to forget the things that have depressed me in the past, the things that have put me in bondage in the past. It's time for me to leave those things behind and time for me to refocus my mindset and get back connected to Jesus. Now, yes, you know, we have to continue to be safe Christians. We have to continue to wear masks. We have to continue to get shots, whatever it takes. But there still is no reason for us to just disconnect ourselves from the life, who is Jesus Christ. Are y'all still with me? Amen. I want you, are you still in John 15? I want you to look at something else here Jesus said. He said, if you abide in me, verse number 7, and my words abide in you. Do you all see that? You shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. He says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask. In other words, we cannot separate ourselves from Jesus. We cannot separate ourselves from the vine. We cannot separate ourselves from the Word, because Jesus and the Word is one and the same. First of all, he told us, he said, if you abide in me and I in you. And then he went on to say, if you abide in my words and my words abide in you, you should ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. And listen to this, because I believe that the role of every Christian, I believe that every Christian in this world have one thing in mind. Now, I'm not saying that they do it, but they have one thing in mind that they want to do. I think that they all of us want to glorify God. Is that true? Amen. Now, by a show of hands, is there anyone here that don't want to glorify God? Well, that's what I thought. Amen. But look at what the Bible tells us to do to glorify God. Look at verse number, what's the next verse here? 8. The Bible says, herein is my God, is my Father glorified. Do everybody see that? He says, herein, this is how my Father is glorified, that you do what? That you bear much fruit. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. And look at what he said in verse number 16. He says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you to do what? People say, well, I don't know what my purpose is. Well, there you have it. There you have it. Jesus said, you didn't choose me. I chose you. We saw a verse on Wednesday, I believe, where I told you all that God had a plan for us before the foundation of the world. He chose us before the foundation of the world. Y'all still with me? Now he's saying, you did not choose me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring what? Forth fruit, and that your fruit should do what? Remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. You mean to tell me my receiving from God is based on the fruit that I bring? Yes. Yes. Lord, why you're not blessing me like you say you were. Well, how much fruit are we bringing? See, that's why Jesus said that we're the branch, and we have to stay connected to him, because he says, without me, you can do nothing. Takes me back to that tree in my yard. It has no life. And it's just standing there like a statue, waiting for me to cut it down. See? Because if you think about an apple tree, when you look at an apple tree, you go, oh, look at that tree. It's got apples on it. But don't you know when that branch is connected to the tree, there are apples on the branch? But how many of you know, once that branch is cut off the tree, there's not going to be any more apples on it? So as long as we stay connected to Jesus, we are going to always be able to bring people to Jesus. Now, let me ask you a question. You don't have to answer it. But how many of you knew about Jesus before someone told you about Jesus? Anybody? Anybody know Jesus before anybody told them? Oh, you there, you go. Amen, amen, amen. Because somebody had to tell me about him. And I got saved because someone told me about Jesus. So when someone told me about Jesus, then I was able to get saved to get into the family of God. Are y'all still with me? But if no one had told me about Jesus, I probably wouldn't be saved today. In other words, someone went out and bore some fruit. And I was one of the fruit. So I came to Jesus. And once again, it's the will of God that no one perish, okay? That all comes to repentance. And when we tell people about Jesus and they are getting saved, then we are bearing fruit. Because once again, that branch, once it's cut from the apple tree, it's not going to bring back, it's not going to bring any more apples to the tree. It's not going to provide increase to the tree. And as Christians, our responsibility is to bring increase into the body of Christ. Are y'all still with me? But once again, the only way that we can do it is we must stay connected to the vine. And we all already know that the vine is Jesus, because Jesus is the true vine. And not only is Jesus the vine, he is also the word. Are y'all still with me this morning? Amen, amen, amen. I want you to go back to chapter to 15. Look at verse number 3 again. Because Jesus said something here that's very important. Amen. He said that now you are clean through the word. Okay? I mentioned a few minutes ago, the Bible say when you are bearing forth fruit, God purges you. Okay? He get rid of all the bad stuff so you can continue to function. And I told you that the word purged means to prune. How many of you know the only way that we get purged is through the word of God? Because Jesus said that you are clean, told his disciples, you are clean through the what? The word. But that's not all he said. Look at what he said. He said, now you are clean through the word which I have done what? Spoken unto you. He said, you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Now, Jesus Christ here was very specific. That's one thing I like about Jesus. He always practiced to be specific. That way, withholding nothing, leaving nothing out. He said, you are clean through the word that I have what? Spoken. Okay? So this is what this tells me. I don't know what it tells you, but it tells me that since he put emphasis on spoken, since he put emphasis on the spoken word, there must be some other words out there that are not spoken that I need to connect myself to. Are y'all still with me this morning? He said, you have been cleaned through the spoken word. Well, there must be some other words out there that might not be spoken that I need to be familiar with. Are you all still with me? Amen, amen, amen. See? Because once again, I said this already, I believe. When Jesus is saying I have to stay connected to the vine, what he's saying is that I need to stay connected to the word. Because Jesus is the word. Y'all still with me? See? I cannot say I'm connected to Jesus, but I don't spend no time in the word. Because the word is what keeps me connected to Jesus. The word is what keeps me connected to God. Are y'all still with me? So Jesus said, once again, you are clean by the word that I have spoken. Well, how many of you know there are three forms of the word? Number one, the spoken word. Number two, the written word. Number three is the word made flesh. Are y'all still with me this morning? Number one is the spoken word. Number two is the written word. Number three is the word made flesh. Now listen to this. If there are three forms of the word, I cannot just stay connected to one of them. I must stay connected to all of them. And the reason for that is because the Bible says man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Are y'all still with me? So what I need to do, because Jesus Christ is not here on this earth right now. So in order for me to find out what words proceeded out of the mouth of God, I need to get into the what? The written word. Are y'all still with me? So listen to this. I need all three. I need the spoken word. Now let me tell you about the spoken word. The spoken word is the word that Jesus just spoke to them. The spoken word is the word that you speak out of your mouth. The spoken word is the word that you hear spoken out of someone else's mouth. Are y'all still with me? So if I got to be connected to the spoken word, and the spoken word is being spoken out of someone's mouth, then I need to go to the place where the spoken word is being spoken out of someone's mouth, and I don't think it's at the mall. Are y'all still with me this morning? I don't think it's at the PX. I don't think it's at the grocery store. I don't think it's at all these other places that people go during the week, but they put up the COVID flag on Sunday. I think the spoken word is spoken in the church, and if I need to connect myself to the spoken word, I need to go to the church where the word is being spoken. Are y'all still with me this morning? Are y'all still with me this morning? And what's happening is that people out in the world who used to be these bonfire Christians inviting everybody else to church, they have disconnected themselves from the church, have disconnected themselves from Jesus. Instead of them out there speaking the word, they're speaking all kind of mess out of their mouth, and they're not coming to the place where the word is being spoken. What a tragedy. The written word. I must connect myself to the written word. The written word is the B-I-B-L-E. And I don't know about you, but that's the book for me. I need to spend time in God's word. I need to spend time reading the word. I need to spend time studying the word. I need to spend time meditating on the word. Because when I do that, I will better know how to continue to stay connected to Jesus. I will realize there is an adversary out here in the spiritual world using people in the natural world to try to keep me disconnected from the vine so he can destroy me. I need to get into the written word so I can see what it is that God wants me to do, how to live my life. And then the word made flesh. I must remember that Jesus Christ is number one in my life. And I can't try to make him number two. I can't tell Jesus, move to the side. I can handle this, Jesus. I got enough money. A big house. BMW. I don't need you no more. No, it can't work that way. Because the Bible says that Jesus is the Word made flesh. Pastor Ron is not the Word made flesh. And neither are any other Christians. Y'all still with me? So I must stay connected to Jesus. I must stay connected to the Bible. And I must stay connected to the word that's spoken out of someone's mouth. Not just one. I can't make a decision when I'm just going to do this one. I have to do all of them. Why? Because the word is the word is the word. Are y'all still with me? And we need all of it. Not some of it, but all of it. Are y'all still with me? I'm just trying to get us to refocus ourselves to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Because there is still work to be done. There are so many people out there who are not saved. They need Jesus. The Bible says it's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. How are they going to come if we don't tell them about Jesus? How are they going to come if we don't reconnect ourselves to the vine? What good are we to the kingdom of God? And I'm talking about myself also. This is not a direct message to you. When I speak, the word is for me also. Are y'all still with me this morning? Amen. See, Satan doesn't want you to be reconnected to the word. He wants us to be disconnected. And the reason why he wants us to be disconnected is because He is trying to adopt some lost children. He's trying to adopt some children. See, the Bible says that Jesus is the only begotten Son of the Father. How many of you know Satan never had a begotten son? Because God created him. So he's trying to get some children. He's trying to adopt. And the children that he are looking for, now the people out in the world who are not saved, he already have them. But he's trying to adopt some Christians who have disconnected themselves from the word. And I mean, in many cases, he's being successful. See, I've said many, many times, and people might not believe me, but I've said many times that based on the word, see, everyone in this world is not a child of God. People say, well, we're all God's children. Well, that's not true. Not according to the word. Now, according to man, yeah. According to lies, yeah. But according to the word, it's not true. Because Jesus told the Pharisees in John chapter 8 that you are of your father, the devil. Now, I know I always say that verse to you. I always quote that verse. But I want to show you another place in the Bible where the Bible says that. Because the Bible says there's another verse that says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word is established. Are y'all still with me? So what I want you to do right now, I want you to go over to 1 John. I want you to go to 1 John. And I believe it's in chapter 3. Chapter 3. It's time for us to get reconnected. And those who have not have been disconnected, we need to tell them they need to reconnect. It's time for us to do that. Amen. Go to 1 John chapter 3. I need all the word I can get. Not some, but all. 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. Amen, amen, amen. When you get there, say amen. I had 28 minutes now. I looked up, I got 18. I don't know what's going on. Amen. Are you at John chapter, 1 John chapter 3 yet? 1 John chapter 3 just give us a little synopsis, if you will, of why Jesus came. I know I might have said that word wrong, but y'all know what I'm talking about. Amen. And look at verse number 7. See, I got all these Bibles, these scholars in here. Amen. People here with all these doctorate degrees. Amen. Look at what the Bible says here. 1 John chapter 3. Look at verse 2. He said, beloved, now we are the sons of God, talking to Christians here. And it doeth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that, are you all with me? I don't want to be going too fast. 1 John chapter 3. Well, what did I start with? Yeah, I want to go to 2. I want to start at 2. Thank you. Thank you for keeping me straight. I did say 7, but when I turned there, I saw something good up in 2, so I wanted to start there. Amen. See what y'all don't understand is that when I'm teaching you, I'm also teaching myself. And sometimes I see something in here that teaches me while I'm teaching you. Did you know that? Amen. Okay. So look at verse 2. It says, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And then the Bible says in verse 3, and every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. And then the Bible starts talking about sin. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. Verse 5 says, and you know that he, talking about Jesus, was manifested to take away our sin. And in him is no sin. And then the Bible says in verse 6, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither knoweth him. And then he says in verse 7, he said, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinned from when? The beginning. And then the Bible tells us why Jesus came. It said, for this purpose, the Son of Man was manifested, that he may destroy, loose us, and set us free. That's what that word destroy means. Loose us and set us free from the works of the devil. And then look what verse 9 says, and this is where we get into. It says, whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, or shall not continue to sin. That's what it means there. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. In this, verse 10, the children of God are manifest, and the children of who? The children of who? Wow, the devil got some children. Well, I thought they said that we all was God's children. The Bible says in this, the children of God are manifest in Jesus, and the children of the devil, whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. In other words, that's why Satan is trying to adopt us. Because he knows that if he can keep us from being connected to the vine, he can cause us to get out there and participate in all kinds of sin. And then we're no good to the body of Christ. That's why he's looking for children to adopt. Because the bottom line is this. Everyone, even in the natural world, has a father. Now, some people say, he ain't no father, he's a daddy. Well, he's a father. Everyone in the spiritual world has a father. Either God is father or Satan is father. Jesus told the Pharisees once again in the Bible here, in John, he said, you are of your father, the devil. So once again, if Satan can keep Christians disconnected from the word of God, if he can keep them disconnected from Jesus, because Jesus says, I am the word. The Bible says, in the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God. And John chapter 1 verse 14 says, the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Satan knows if he can keep us disconnected from Jesus, from the word, he knows that eventually we will wither away. We will be destroyed. And that's why, Christians, it's so important for us who is still bearing fruit, who is still connected to the vine. It's so important for us to go out and tell other people about Jesus. Those that we know who used to serve God, who used to be connected to the vine, and all of a sudden have come up with excuses to disconnect themselves, we need to remind them that, number one, God still loves them, and number two, Satan have deceived them to disconnect themselves from the vine, and eventually he will destroy them. That's our responsibility. It's time for us to water that plant so them apples can start growing again. That's our responsibility, to bring people to Jesus. Are y'all still with me this morning? Amen. The word of God is what gives them life, and the word of God is what gives us life. We cannot survive without the word of God. You know, the Bible tells us that we should live by faith, okay? Walk by faith, not by sight. The word walk means to live. There's no way that we can live by faith without the word. There's no way. And the reason why I say that is because how do we receive faith? Through the word. So the word gives life. Jesus even said, the word made flesh. I came to give you life so you can have it more what? Abundantly. The word in any form, whether it's written, whether it's spoken, whether it's the word made flesh, still gives life. And there's nothing Satan can do about it. But how many of you know that if I do not stay connected to it, how am I going to receive life from it? Yes, I'll survive for a little while. Maybe 2 weeks and 2 days. Yes, I'll be green like the leaf for a while. Yes, I say, you know, this is pretty good. You know, I got my Sundays off now. But guess what? We still have to face Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And each day, the frying pan that Satan uses to hit up us up upside the head gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Are y'all still with me this morning? See, we must understand that the Word of God is one of the two offensive weapons that we have to deal with or to help us in this spiritual warfare that we find ourselves in. You know, we engage in a spiritual warfare. There are things going on around us that we cannot see with the natural eye. Are y'all still with me? But how many of you know Jesus can see them? And the Holy Spirit can see them. And that's why we need to stay connected to them. It's almost like when you're walking in the dark. You don't know where you're going. You know, and your parent, when you're a child, your parent said, just grab my hand and I'll lead you through this dark place. That's what the Holy Spirit wants to do for us. But if I'm Jehovah, can you come here for a second? Jacoby, I'm sorry. I call him Jehovah. His name is Jacoby. Amen. It's Alex's brother, for those of you who don't know. So look, let's say that he's the parent. I'm the child. You know, now I'm going to hold his hand, but I don't want nobody to think about no. Y'all know how y'all are. Amen, amen, amen. Don't be playing with me. Amen. Amen. So I want you to start walking that way. Amen. So let's say that he tells me, hey, I'm just going to hold his arm because I know, amen. Right. He tells me to just hold on to me. I'll get you through this dark. All of a sudden, I decide to let go. Keep going. Now I'm lost. Thank you, Jacoby. Now I'm lost. Why? Because I feel, I don't need nobody to leave me. I can do it myself. A lot of Christians out there lost. Why? Because they have tried to take the place of the vine. And once again, the vine don't need the branch, but the branch need the vine. In other words, the word don't need us, but we need the word. Because once again, in Ephesians chapter 6, the Bible talks about the whole army, the armor of God. As a matter of fact, let's go there. Amen. Because I don't want y'all to go to sleep on me. Ephesians 6. Ephesians, I'm almost done. I have about 7 minutes to go. Ephesians chapter 6. Amen. Ephesians chapter 6. Are y'all still with me? Christians, it's time for us to get reconnected to the vine. If you're streaming online, if you have disconnected yourself from the vine, it's time for you to reconnect to the vine. Because Jesus told us, he said, without me, you can do nothing. And the last time I looked, nothing plus nothing, times nothing, minus nothing, divided by nothing is nothing. The Bible says we can do all things through Christ, but without him, we can do nothing. Y'all still with me? In Ephesians chapter 6, the Bible tells us that we are going up against a spiritual warfare. Not to scare us, but just to let us know what we're up against. And then the Bible talks about putting on the whole armor of God. Okay? And then the Bible talks about stand therefore in verse number 14. Stand therefore having your loins girded about with truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. And then it's talked about in verse 15, protecting the feet. And then it's talked about in verse 16, taking the shield of faith so you can block all the fiery darts of the enemy. And then it talks about the helmet of salvation. And that's what Satan is aiming for. He is aiming for your head, because he knows that faith comes by hearing. And you hear with your ears. And if he can mess your head up, you know, to affect your mind, he can keep us disconnected from the source. Are you all still with me? But then the Bible tells us, it talks to us about all these defensive weapons, and then it gives us an offensive weapons. It says in verse number 17, after it says something about the helmet of salvation, it says, and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Do y'all see that? The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And then it talks about another offensive weapon, which is prayer. So the Bible says, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now, you know what? When I read that, I think about something here. I think about the fact that when the Bible tells me to take the sword of the Spirit, well, we know that God has never lost a battle. Even our battle is his battle. And Jesus already won the battle on the cross of Calvary. And so, if the Bible tells me to take the sword of the Spirit, well, if God had never lost a battle, that means that the Holy Spirit has never lost a battle also. Or either. Y'all still with me? He's never lost a battle either. So that means that if I take the sword of the Spirit, and then there's another verse in the Bible to say the word of God is sharper than what? Any two-edged sword. You know? So what that does is give me more confidence of how powerful the word of God is. So if I stay connected to the word, which is the sword of the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit has never lost a battle, and he never will. If I stay connected to the word, that means that I will never lose in this lifetime, in any situation. Yes, trouble may come, but like the song says, trouble don't last always. If I stay connected to the word of God, I will always win. I will always come out on top. Even when it looks like I'm getting ready to be pinned. I remember they used to have this wrestler named, what's his name? Johnny Valentine. Anybody like wrestling? And the man used to have him down on the mat. And the referee be like, one, put two. And as soon as the referee get ready to put his hand down, Johnny Valentine used to put his foot on the ropes. Are y'all still with me this morning? If I'm staying connected to the word of God, it might look like I'm going to lose. It might seem like I'm going to lose. It might look like trouble's getting ready to overcome me. But as soon as Satan get ready to count me out, the Holy Spirit will take my leg and put it on the ropes. Are y'all still with me this morning? That's how powerful the word of God is. Notice what the Bible said. It didn't say the sword of Ron Wallington. It didn't say the sword of Donald Jones. It said take the sword of the what? Spirit, which is the word of God, and the Spirit always wins. But if I disconnect myself from the word, if I disconnect myself from Jesus, if I disconnect myself from the written word, the word made flesh, and the spoken word, I'm headed for disaster. Because of what I decided to do. Are y'all still with me? The word never changes. The word never changes. It's always been the same. We all know that technology changes all of the time. I mean, that computer you bought last week is outdated now. That phone you bought yesterday, now you're trying to get another one. Technology changes. The things of the world change. You know, even fast clothes, fashions change. My wife tells me sometimes, Ron, remember back there when they used to wear those pants? Well, it's coming back in style. Bell bottom. People used to wear leather jackets. I couldn't afford one. I used to wear a pleather jacket. Are they still in style? Fashion's come back in style. But how many of you know the word of God never changes? It never changes. I'm getting ready to close. Listen to this. King James I in 1604 authorized the translation of the Bible to the King James Version. 1604. King James I of England. See, some of us call other people King James, but no, they're not real King James. This King James. Are y'all still with me? In 1611, the King James Version was published across Europe. Just go study the history. That's why I know, that's what I told you before, when it comes to the Word of God, you got to have some historical and some theological points of views. 1611. And how many of you know since 1611, the Bible, this version has not changed. Still the same. And for those of you who may not know, the King James Bible is the most famous Bible in the world. That's why I like it. So when all kind of things changing, when the weather is changing, when things are going on in the world that's never, this has never happened in this world before. When that freeze came through Texas, people didn't know what to do. This never happened in Texas before. Well, things change. But as long as I stay connected to the Word of God, as long as I stay connected to Jesus, as long as I continue to hear the Word, respect Jesus for who he is, and receive the spoken Word, as long as I get the Word on the inside of me, I will always win. Because Jesus says, if you abide in me, I will abide in you. Stand to your feet. Christians, I'm here to tell you. Part two next week. This can't be a one-week message. I'm here to tell you. The most important thing that we have as Christians is the Word of God. Don't you know the Word of God is the only thing that Satan is really afraid of? When he attacked Jesus in the wilderness, or tempted Jesus in the wilderness, the only thing that Jesus did was use the Word of God against him. I mean, if Jesus is the Word, and he used the Word, don't you think it's important for us to stay connected to the Word? It's time for us to reconnect. It's time for us to get back in the proper place. It's time for us to start studying again. It's time for us to start hearing the Word again. It's time for us to start speaking the Word again. Instead of us speaking what the world says, it's time for us to start speaking what the Word says. Because the Word defeats the world every time. Every time. It doesn't matter what the situation is or what you're going through or what you've been through or what you're getting ready to go through. The Word has already defeated this situation. I don't know about you, but it's time for us to get hungrier for the Word. I'm hungrier for the Word. Well, Pastor, you're the pastor. You don't need no more. Yes, I do. Doesn't matter what your title is. How much money you have in your pocket, what your rank is in the military, what you retired as, how many cars you drive, how many houses you own, you still need the Word. Don't be deceived. I want to challenge each and every one of us today. This week, we need to go tell someone about Jesus. We need to go tell them about Jesus. Tell someone you don't know. A lot of times we want to talk to people who we already know. What about the ones who we don't know, that don't know Jesus? You know, we see people walking up and down Rancier and other places, and we criticize them for how they look. Look at those little nasty shoes. Look at those nasty clothes. Look what they got on. Why don't you just go tell them about Jesus? Just tell them that God loves you. Just say that. You don't have to stand there and preach a sermon. Just say God loves you. Invite them to come out to hear the word. Not to see Pastor Ron. Not just to come into the building, but to hear the word. Give them the opportunity to be connected to Jesus. Because Christians, when we do that, you know what we are doing? We are bearing fruit. And the Bible says, if we want to glorify God, we should bear fruit. Why? Because we did not choose him. He chose us. And you saw the scripture. He chose us to bear fruit. Part two next week. Amen? Somebody give God a hand of praise because he's worthy.